Cobble Hill product and Shaughnigan Lake School graduate Sophie Miranda is playing pro soccer in Newcastle, South Dublin. Miranda is the only Canadian on Piemont United FC of Ireland, a professional soccer team currently fifth overall in Ireland's Women's National League. But soccer isn't the only reason Miranda is in Ireland. Not one to back down from a challenge, she is also attending medical school there. When I graduated this past year, I knew that I wanted to pursue medicine but was not quite ready to let go of the sport I love so dearly, Miranda admitted. Because there is no professional league for women in Canada, yet. Ireland offered a chance for me to do both and I didn't have to choose pursuing a degree in medicine and taking on a professional contract. Signing with Piemont meant Miranda had the opportunity to play in one of the world's more prestigious tournaments. Piemont represented the Republic of Ireland in the UEFA Women's Champions League, a tournament comprised of the top club teams from countries affiliated with the European governing body and cited by many as one of the hardest soccer trophies in the world to win. In Champions League play, Piemont beat Dinamo Minsk, Belarus, 2-1 on September 4, but lost 2-1 to Osijek, Croatia, on September 7 to end their Champions League run, but it was an experience she won't soon forget. We ended up winning our first game of the round against the team from Belarus, something that had not been done by an Irish team in a very long time, she said. While we lost the finals, going to this tournament was a dream come true for me. Soccer has been a lifelong passion of Miranda's. The 22-year-old was a multi-sport athlete in high school playing soccer and field hockey among other sports. Miranda also played field hockey for both Team BC and Canada's National Junior Field Hockey Team. While I got to experience so many amazing opportunities through field hockey, such as representing Canada on the junior national team, I ultimately chose to pursue soccer at the university level, she said. I grew up playing soccer with the Cowichan Valley Soccer Association before joining Vancouver Island Wave in the BCSPL League. I am so thankful for everyone in the Cowichan Valley that has been a part of my journey. From the Wave, Miranda moved on to become Player of the Year for the two seasons she was with the Victoria Highlanders FC, and a third year with Harbourside FC, both semi-professional soccer teams in BC's League One, the highest level of soccer in Canada before the announcement of the pending Northern Super League, scheduled to kick off in April 2025. The semi-professional environment that League One offered allowed me to develop my skills and maintain my fitness between university seasons, Miranda said. Following her graduation from Shaughnigan Lake School, she attended Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, and played 4 years of soccer there, starting 33 of 43 games with 8 goals and 5 assists as a fullback. It's there she also got an undergraduate degree in health sciences. Unfortunately, the pandemic took away my rookie season, so I officially only used 3 years of my U Sports eligibility, Miranda explained. I had the best experience at Queen's both academically and athletically. She finished her final year as a captain, earning first-team OUA All-Star in U Sports academic All-Canadian accolades. Miranda said it was the supportive staff at Queen's that ultimately guided her to take soccer to the next level. My coach at Queen's had connections to the coaches in the League of Ireland and I was able to send them my soccer resume and highlight tapes, she said. Now, she's living two dreams, playing soccer professionally while still studying medicine. It just so happens medicine is a bit of a family business. It's so great a feeling, Miranda's dad, optometrist Trevor Miranda said. I think it's important to note that it's not my dreams, well their dreams are my dreams. So couldn't be more thrilled. The fact that she chose a medical and soccer career do make it a little extra special but love that Soph is following her passions. To see her have to sacrifice social time but still make amazing friends and be well-rounded in life makes me happy, said he added.